able to squeeze him in. Rodney, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, gentlemen. I was tied up with the clinic here.
Hey, that's okay. We know that's important. Rodney, first off, I wanted to ask you about the CDC story over the weekend. Did you see there that they say only 6% of the cases was coronavirus, where that was the only cause of death in cases from February 1st to August 22nd? So that means the 6%, anything over that, had underlying health conditions too. But people who have really died from coronavirus is only 6% of those 180,000. I think that's a huge story this morning.
Yeah, well, and I didn't get to see that, but I'm like you, always hearing new stuff coming out. So that would be a huge change in the numbers, at least. But it still falls in line with this. I've always said that those with underlying health conditions are going to be most at risk.
Yes.
But certainly that 6% just represents, I guess, the anomalies of those who might have had something else that we're just not quite sure about yet that has taken their life instead. So.
Right.
But I did not see that yet, gentlemen. So yeah. How are you gentlemen doing today?
We're fine. Right. Yeah. We're fine.
Good.
I'm being a little quiet because I'm letting Kevin take over and do whatever.
He's just afraid.
No, I'm trying to be smart because I get chastised too much from certain people from within. So
kids afraid we'll get protests out front.
I'm not worried about that. You better be, but I'm not because I didn't say it.
Okay, you guys go ahead and get this, what we need to know.
Here. Rodney, we had 2 days last week where we had 10 cases one day and 8 another. So where you want to, after what we just talked about, how you want to assess this?
Well, what we're wanting to do is continue to say we want to see the spread stopped in our community because we all know that's going to make it easier for the schools to remain open. That's going to make it easier for the elected officials here in the community to make decisions to move forward or not. So we continue to see a bit of spikes, not big ones, but and I think some of that still is the schools population settling in. We're seeing a lot of kids being tested at the clinic right now. So, and that is coming from, them being sent home and asked to get tested if possible. So I think we're doing okay. We're at least according to the governor's new rating for the counties, and he's got about three metrics or so that he gives a rating to, and one of them is new cases, another one is our positivity rate that's currently in the county, and another would be what the change in positivity rate from 1 week to the next is. I think we are still looking at the blue county, which allows us to continue to try to move forward with the schools and to try to move forward, cautiously in the community. So with that rating, that helps our school officials try to determine do they try to continue in-person classes or do they go to virtual, and that gave them some reassurance this last week that even though numbers are a little high because we have one kid out that's positive and we've got, in the high school level, you may have 30 or 40 classmates that are excluded as well due to quarantine measures, that they, I believe they're still trying to move forward with in-person classes. So a lot of different things getting revealed at the same time. Again, like you gentlemen are keeping an eye on the horizon of what new news is out there, and I was not aware of that study they came out with. But I did see the other, on the same note, that a gentleman was looking to maybe have been reinfected more than once here in the United States.
Yep.
So we'll be watching that closely as well, because I believe his first go around he wasn't too terribly affected, but his second go around he had a little bit harder way to go with the symptoms. So,
Rodney, what's the main difference? I see on the website they have one is the 7-day positivity rate, then they have a 7-day unique positivity. So what in the world's the difference?
I am trying to find that out myself, sir. They just popped that in new, and I tried to read the little definition of it, and I'm not quite clear.
I'm still
going by the moving average right now.
okay.
because it's the one I'm most familiar with. And we popped up a little bit over the weekend, but not, or over the last 4 days, but we're still under that 5% range, which I think is going to keep us trying to move forward still. So our biggest concern is, you know, our biggest jump was when we had, you know, the long-term care facility get some in it.
Right.
And we're just hoping to try to prevent that. We still have three other long-term care facilities in the community that have done, you know, a great job, and certainly has the other one with keeping it out for so long. But that would be the biggest thing, is for us to try to, as a community, try to keep our masks on, try to keep the spread down, because you never know when you're going to be next to somebody at Walmart who works for long-term care. And, you know, we want to do our part to keep it out of there and try to keep it, the spread here in the community low if we can. So
last thing I want to ask you is that, you know, I've been told, or I've heard, I should say, that if you have a cold, you have the coronavirus. That's one thing I've been told, right or wrong. So,
it's a type of coronavirus, I believe, but it's not the 19, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, with winter coming on and colds and flu become prevalent, how are we going to know what the difference is between all of those?
It will be very terribly difficult. That's why they're saying.
Then what are we supposed to do?
Well, we're recommending everyone who can and would normally be able to get a flu shot to get one, because that eliminates part of those signs and symptoms.
I'm sorry. Flu shots are not what everybody thinks they are, at least from my perspective.
I'm going to get one this year, though.
The other thing we're trying to do is make sure that folks realize, you know, that you know, at this point, it could be a very bad flu season otherwise with coronavirus and the flu both out there. So we're trying to eliminate as many of the possible outcomes as we can by, you know, promoting it. And I'm like Dr. Burks and Dr. Box both. We're worried because, you know, flu vaccine doesn't have a strong track record with folks taking it. So this year, more than ever, we're doubling down to try to encourage folks, especially school-age children, to take the flu shot so that we can eliminate a possibility that they might be mistakenly thought to have corona simply because of the symptoms are the same.
And so, what's going to happen if we take a flu shot and we still get the flu or the coronavirus? That theory kind of gets blown out the window, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And again, I think with the flu shot this year, I think I saw that the efficacy is only about 45 to 60%. So therefore, you know, it's not a perfect match for what was likely going around, but I do know it's readily available already in the community. I think CVS already has flu shots available. So
I think Walmart does too, I think.
Yeah. So that, you know, the big buyers of flu shots already have their shipments to them. So everyone's starting early this year. And I agree with you. You're not alone in individuals who are naysayers.
Well, and the only reason I'm saying it is because I knew I was going to be around a lot of younger kids 1 year. I got the flu shot early, and I wound up being sicker than I've ever been in my life for 3 days with that thing.
Well,
and I'm going to tell you, it ain't fun.
No, it is not. I've had the flu once for almost a week, and that was many years before I got into public health, and it had me on the couch for 5 straight days. So I agree with you, but I didn't. In this case, I actually took the flu shot from that point on, and I have never gotten it.
Well, I was going to say, that was the only time I ever took a flu shot, and I had never been sick until that time.
Well, and they'll tell you, now I don't know how long ago this was, but nowadays, you know, the flu virus, the flu shot doesn't have actually real flu virus in it anymore. So, yeah. But maybe years ago that might have been not the case. So,
All right.
But anyway, gentlemen, yeah, everybody should consider, if nothing else, good hand hygiene.
Right.
You know, staying home when you are sick through this fall season as we go into flu, because we know it spreads rather rapidly as well. So, and you're right, the cold season, there are coronaviruses that we've dealt with for years that are what some of which we call some common cold types, but it's not the same as our coronavirus we're dealing with now. So. So we've got a lot of new challenges ahead of us in about a month and a half.
Yep. Okay.
So if you guys can keep the weather nice as long as possible, that will help us.
I'll see if I can talk to Mother Nature about that.
There you go. There you go.
Rodney, thanks for calling.
Sure. Hey, and just to remind everyone, the testing clinic is now out at the fairgrounds starting this morning, and we're running 8 to 6 like we have been for the next 3 weeks. So we will be here until June of 2021.
Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rodney. Thanks, Rodney. Appreciate it.